the intensity of the shaking in Christchurch itself was a lot larger. So there were three places on the ground where we measured the ground acceleration of greater than 1.0 gravity. So that means that the ground was actually accelerating at a rate that's larger than, say, if an apple fell out of a tree, how fast it would accelerate toward the ground.
How else could you compare this earthquake with the one that hit in September, even though it was a 7.1?
You can only compare them by saying that the amount of the fault surface that ruptured in this event was much smaller than the previous one. But because it was so close to town, the shaking was stronger. The duration of the shaking probably wasn't as long. So in the previous earthquake, the whole earthquake process took in the order of 30 to 40 seconds. And in this one, it probably took more like 10 seconds. The length of the shaking, the time someone would have felt it shaking, was shorter today, but it had a much greater intensity.
Tell me about Christchurch. Is it located in this ring of fire? Is it susceptible to these quakes in Asia?
It's not where we would think of as the most typical place to get these earthquakes. All along the margin of New Zealand actually is the boundary between the Pacific and the Australian plates. But Christchurch in itself is a region that typically, through time, historically has had fewer earthquakes than other regions of New Zealand. But we have statistical probabilities of earthquakes happening, and as of yesterday, there was a 4% chance of a magnitude 6 or greater happening within the next 4 weeks. So whether or not you think a 4% chance is large or small probably governs whether or not you are surprised by this today.